Police say Wellington's entertainment district is witnessing more and more episodes of serious violence. On Saturday, a mass brawl broke out on the corner of Courtney Place and Taranaki Street, leaving one person with serious injuries. Local businesses, police and a youth safety group say since the end of lockdown, there's been a big rise in the number of people out late in central Wellington, as well as a higher level of drunkenness. Harry Locke reports.
During the day, Courtney Place is an image of passing traffic, closed up bars, and a sprinkling of pedestrians. But come Friday and Saturday night, it's a very different picture. Throngs of people milling around the countless number of now open clubs, all banging out tune after tune. For the past 3 weeks, the party vibe has spilled over into a sour atmosphere, with sporadic fights breaking out in the area. Inspector Dion Bennett is the acting area commander for Wellington.
We've noticed an increase in serious violence. The levels of intoxication of people is contributing to that. We're seeing people make poor decisions, poor self-management and negative attitudes.
The most recent incident, a brawl at 3:30 on Saturday morning on the corner of Courtney Place and Taranaki Street, where nine were arrested and one person left with serious injuries after an apparent stabbing. There were a number of other reports of fights within the same block on the same night. Inspector Bennett says they have noticed a significant uptick in the number of people out on the weekend, and he's not the only one. Chanda Sok owns J&M Fast Food, which does a roaring trade in the early hours of the morning. She says she's clocked a rise in the number of people who are out.
Since lockdown until now, it's a lot of people. It's not compared to the past, no, not the same, not a lot of people in the town.
Loads more?
Yeah, like 30% increase, even our cell too.
What might be driving the fight, she says, is the mass exodus of people from the bars at closing time.
The worst one in the morning, around 2 to 4, that's time to the pub close down. Yeah, that always happen.
So
yeah.
when all the clubs close out?
Yes, yes, and people just come in one place. And then start talking, and then start fight, that's it.
Inspector Bennett says it's a perfect storm of factors which might be fueling the violence.
The volume of people increasing does contribute to number of fights that break out. Because we have people in confined spaces, tolerance levels are low, decision-making is poor, and attitudes are often aggressive.
Community manager for Wellington City Council, Jenny Rains, says they're currently collecting data to find out the steps they can take to reduce the level of violence. While she's looking at some immediate steps, working with the bars, security and police, they're also considering shaking up the layout of the street.
We are looking very closely both at Chero Park and Courtney Place about design and the effect of the design on people. It's about actually how the spaces are used, so it might be at certain times you look at more pedestrian versus cars.
There's also suggestions levels of intoxication are higher at the moment than what they normally would be. Paul Retimanu is a trustee of the Vulnerable Support Charitable Trust, which is behind Take 10, a late-night safe zone for young people who need a safe place or a few minutes break from drinking. He says they're busier than usual. On a normal night, they get through 400 litres of water, but currently they're shipping out 600 litres.
We are seeing people, and the intoxication component is, you know, talking to the team, there is a lot more intoxication, or intoxicated people coming through.
Inspector Bennett says for the coming weekend, they will look to assign the number of officers to the demand. The police are appealing to people to be better self-managed, to manage their alcohol intake, to rely on their friends, and to utilise services like Take 10. For Checkpoint, Harry Locke.